One, two, three.
Because you ain't watched Conjunction Junction.
See, that's not what. He's supposed to clap and then go into... Welcome to a podcast about nothing with V.
And A.D.
Hey, patient.
Hi, y'all.
We have guests.
Oh, we do.
What's going on?
Thanks for connecting with us and having this conversation.
Perfect. We got to find about the crackhead activity Sagittarius is having going on.
Thank you for listening to a podcast about nothing. See, this won't talk about.
I'm just playing.
So today's conversation is about personality traits. It's something that I personally struggle with because I feel like I'm always trying to run from what people... I guess, like, put on me. Mm-hmm. And then also things that I read that I know is true, you know. And then I always refer back to my zodiac sign.
So, I feel like that's a good guideline. I feel like your personality, one, is made up of things that you may consider yourself, but more so what other people see from you anyway. So that's really why we ask the question, like, what are some things that... people have called you, they associate you with, and you just do not agree or you don't think. It may be true. We don't know what the truth is, whether you agree with it or not, but that you don't agree with. And we came to the conclusion that most of the things that people don't like are associated with their zodiac sign.
And so we called in a professional.
We called, even though I like being
she
a
Capricorn. She will say that she's not a professional, but let me tell you.
No, that is a profession. To date an astrologer. No, that I'm just imagining what like pillow talking was like. What are y'all talking about?
Is an astrologer the same thing as an astronaut because they up in the sky?
Thank you for listening to a podcast.
Like, okay. I mean, what they say?
No, seriously.
It's been real.
No, so please give us your background, your insights, your research, your love for whatever you consider it to be. Hey, you're here and we need the knowledge.
Well, thank you for having me. I feel like the guest psychic, Miss Cleo Ileana. I appreciate being invited here today. I'm not a professional woo-wooer. I do dabble in a lot of woo-woo shit. I can cuss, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Make sure.
Please do.
You know, I'll be around kids on Zoom all day. I got to make sure I got to turn it off. But I am well-versed in the woo-woo. What I mean by woo-woo is like crystals and Reiki and astrology and well-versed in the sense that I have researched, I have studied, I have dug into. I'm not a professional. There are a lot of professional folks who are master Reiki practitioners, who are master crystal healers, who are master astrologers, who are master mediums, who like talk and see dead people in their sleep and stuff. I don't do that. But I am a Reiki practitioner. And I do work with crystal healing and sound healing.
And what is you said Reiki, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is that?
Reiki is like energy healing.
Okay.
So, yeah, you get attuned to become a Reiki practitioner, a Reiki professional. It's basically just imagine shooting rays of light out of your hands, like metaphorically doing that.
Ooh.
But it's like an energy not necessarily a transfer, but an energy healing practice.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely a deeper conversation because I'm so excited.
Oh, you thought it was like, oh, we like stars and colors. And we
yes, I want to know my energy.
I do like stars and colors and shit. And I'm a holistic ratchet ass nigga. That's what I proclaim to be. I'm a holistic
that's
ratchet.
That's what I like.
You know?
Holistic ratchet.
I'm from Northeast. I'm not like from, you know, Southeast D.C. or anything. My mother was, but, you know, I'm not from the hood. But I just act like it sometimes, you know. My aunts laugh at me because they be like, you want to be from Southeast so bad. Yeah. I mean, that's where the cool kids are from. But yeah, so I'm self-proclaimed holistic ratchet. I'm an actress, a teacher, a vocalist, a poet, a writer, and a Reiki practitioner, a sound healer. So
Oh, those are.
And I used to date an astrologer. That's my claim to fame here.
No, that's a start. There you go. We ain't gonna give the claim to no one person, but that's a start. That's deep though. Like, just think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, I can only imagine.
Ship there, flying with the astronauts. Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Went to space, they never come back. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So, when the whole thing about, you know, personality traits, things you don't like but you agree with. One for me, being a Sagittarius. Well, there are a couple. I feel like every sign says, don't play with me. I'll give it to you. What's that? Don't mess with a Cancer because they do this. Don't mess with a Capricorn because they do this. It's like
Cancers cry a lot. That's don't mess with them.
Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like everybody has a don't do something, but it's the reaction that's that differs.
But it's always in that, like, thug life type of thing. Niggas ain't thugs. Yeah. Like, y'all not about that life.
I mean, I think that's what draws people to social media, right? Like, they like the memes, they like the gifts, they like to see me, Holista Ratchet. I'm not from Southeast. I'm from Northeast. I grew up in a residential neighborhood, but I love to talk about my sign. Don't mess with the Virgo.
That's true.
That's what it is.
Virgo energy. Big Virgo energy.
You know,
energy.
Big Virgo energy. Like, I don't have big Virgo energy. I have medium Cancer rising Taurus moon energy. I do not have big Virgo energy.
She took it there.
Was raised by a Virgo. My mom was a Virgo. And I spent a lot of time trying not to be like a Virgo. And now I wish I could clean my house in 3 hours.
This may be a weird question. I actually have two questions. Weird enough. You said raised by a Virgo. What's your sign? Mm-hmm.
Virgo.
Me and my mom are 5 days apart.
Oh.
So she's extra.
So when it comes to, do you believe that compatibility comes from... there are certain things that you can work according to your signs to be compatible with people in your household. Because I was like, I read all these things about Capricorns and Leos. I'm a Capricorn, best sign in the world, the goats, okay? And I grew up in a household, my mom was a Leo, my dad's a Capricorn. He's a Scorpio. I didn't grow up in a house with him, but I read those things all the time, like, it's not supposed to go down, you know? But I'm thinking in my mind, like, is it real? Are there things that, like, okay, we really do see these differences because of our signs and because of, like, when we're born and,
great question.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do you believe that you can work certain things in your sign or adjust to certain things? Like, okay, let me understand this about myself or being a Capricorn that a Leo just won't get that. Let me, you know, do you believe that?
I mean, I think it's about, for any personality trait that you have, whether it's based on astrology or nurture versus nature, right? Like, whatever your personality trait, you got work to do. You have to do the work, period. So even if you are, you know, a literal just goat, I don't know if about the goat, but y'all are goats. If you're a goat.
Don't bad sheep me. Nah, no, none of that.
Y'all goats, right? Like, y'all, you know, everybody has stuff that they have to work out and through. And I think astrology is a great starting point to figuring out why you do some of the things that you do and how to, like, fix it or how to transition into doing something differently. I think astrology is an amazing starting point for that, but regardless of whatever it is, you still got to do the work. That's whether you figure out you ain't shit from the astrology or from therapy, it's still work that you have to do.
That's real, because everybody and their mama told you and I that we are not compatible. He's a Cancer, I'm a Sagittarius.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
People don't even really actually study astrology to know that there are more signs in your chart than just your sun sign.
Let's talk about it.
Because I think it's called an ascending chart, if that's what it is.
Ascending chart,
you find out, because I follow this, of course, I like reading about stuff like that. I don't know who makes up these, I don't know who makes up the the horoscopes. They're fun to read sometimes, but I found a chart that basically explained what everything is. And astrology simplifies. It says the sun is I am, the moon is I feel, Mercury is I think, Mars is I act, Venus is I love, Jupiter is I grow, Saturn is I achieve, Uranus is I evolve, Neptune is thy dream and Pluto is in thine power.
Ha, Uranus.
Grow up.
I'm here to learn.
So that
like, so that made me want to study and actually understand certain things, like, oh, like why I'm compatible with certain people on this level or on this level. So that was interesting too. Like, it doesn't just stop at where you were born. That's just the start of it.
All right. So can you tell me what all my signs are?
Wow.
She said all of them. She don't want
to
do no work.
The ones, I mean, the ones that make sense. What do I need to pay attention to?
I definitely sent you a website. But
that's that Sagittarius.
Want to know, but don't want to do the work about it.
I'll Google it at night.
WebMD it. Yeah.
Stop. I don't hate that website.
Don't want to do the actual work, like go to the doctor. You know, go get the tests.
I mean, all right. You and me.
But that also might not even be the Sagittarius in you, right?
It is.
She said it definitely is. That's the first.
It is definitely one of the traits that I hate the most. And I've worked very hard to... No, I didn't look up the signs I want. Stop making faces at me. I didn't look up the sign thing, but it is one of the things that I tried to, like, overcome and work very hard at. Sagittarius, they are... explorers, forever learners. They want to know the truth, but we'll dig a little bit and then kind of like forget about it.
Yeah.
There's no completion. And I hate that.
There's no earth. You need some earth in your shit.
No,
Capricorn.
I do have earth.
What's your other signs now? You said you asked me. You know them.
You
have to get online and do your chart, because that's what it is. You have to know.
That's why I'm asking the.
So she going, okay. So we don't understand.
Self.
So
let me tell you. Get online and do it too.
See, we just didn't know the time she was born. That was a difference. See, so I'll start off reading some of mine and maybe we can clarify those, because I'm prepared. So it says, my zodiac sign is a Capricorn, 10th house, 4th degree, 24 inches. I don't know what that means. But that's what it says.
24 inches.
But it adds a little 24 with a little apostrophe. Then it says my rising sign is a Pisces.
What does that mean?
That's 24 degrees. So you were asking about geometry?
It says.
Oh, yeah.
It's 24 degrees.
It says 4 with the degree sign, then it says 24 with the apostrophe.
Huh.
I want to show you. Let me see.
It should still be. See, this is why you get a professional. I'm only a semi-professional. Yes.
Okay.
I think that. Hold on.
Ooh,
I know degrees. You got me stomped out here. Davina, when your birthday?
Thursday, November 26th.
Thanksgiving.
Hey.
She's gobble, gobble, turkey on her birthday.
I knew it was like tomorrow.
Thanks.
I don't remember anybody's birthday from the 20th to the 27th of November.
Yeah. That's how I am in August. My grandmother's birthday was the 22nd. I'm born on the same day as my cousin. My mother's is the 28th. It's all one big blur.
26. And you know what's funny? That number 26 has been following me my whole life. And the first time I noticed it was when I was in the 7th grade. And I was the 26th person on the attendance thing. And I was like, oh, 26, that's my birthday. Every year after that, it was 26, 26, 26. You don't have the same amount of kids in your class every year. But that number 26 and the number 12 has followed me my whole life. I don't know what that is.
That's my password for a lot of stuff. That's
you know what? I need to go do some research.
Figure it out.
So back to the degrees. I think they should both be degrees. Okay. I could be wrong, but I'm going to find out. They should both be degree signs. That might have been a typo. But those are aspects. So those are where one sign is or one planet is in relationship to another.
So is it always in relationship to the moon, I'm guessing?
No, not always in relationship to the moon. Their different planets are in relationship with each other. Like, so my Venus, which is Venus rules like your love life, your relationships. My mm-hmm. Venus is in Libra, which is also ruled by Libra. And so I'm hella Libra in relationships. I could explain that differently on a different day. But I also have...
I feel like I understand it because I have a very strong Libra friend and they are very hard lovers. And like, she's true Libra. Like, she's true, like, all in.
Well, they be hoeing sometimes. Libras, but they
gotta find every sign. Nah, I wasn't trying to put business out there, but you feel me?
I'm just my testimony. I'm married now, but that's how I got her. So I'm just
saying, God.
That's how I got
her. How's Bae doing? Sorry.
She's good. She's great. I tell her, I'm in the room right now, but she's doing great. But yeah, so, you know, I have big Libra energy because my Venus, I really do have big Libra energy because my Venus is in Libra and it has several aspects. So I have a bunch of different squares. So they're like at 90 degree angles to a bunch of different planets in relationship to a bunch of different planets. And so I didn't know, like, until I started dating the person that I was dating, right? Like, I didn't know that I was prone and apt to whole shit. because
I need what side is that? Make sure I got that covered.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense. It's not just like, oh, I didn't just get it from my dad. Like, it makes actual sense, right? Mm-hmm. And so one way that I've had to, like, really combat that is, like, you are not beholden to any sign, any planet. Like, you are not beholden to that. Yeah. Like, you don't have to do whole shit just because that's what you want to do and it's in your, you know,
in your house. Makeup, yeah.
Mm. You know, it's not just because it's a personality trait doesn't mean I have to be beholden to it.
And that is my thing. Like, but, just because it's a person...
Everything.
Yeah, just because it's a personality trait. And I...
But do you agree with the trait?
Is something. Yeah, so, I definitely agree with it. But once you know it's a trait, and once you, like, read up on your horoscope... I'll do my research with my other things. But once you know that it's a trait of your direct sign, I'll say that, what mm-hmm. people tell you are your Sagittarius. And you start reading, you're like, well, I don't like that. I don't like that. Okay. What can I do to change it? Mm. Or is it just a part of me? Why is it a part of me? Is it a part of me because of my household? Which I found to be a very big part of it. It wasn't just because I'm a Sagittarius. It's because I was raised in a household that also does these things that then fed into who
you are as a person.
I was as a person, you know. Yeah. So...
But you know what's crazy is astrology can tell you a lot about your household too, like how you were. If you actually talk to like an astrologer that can break things down for you mm-hmm. and get into the nitty gritty of all of the houses, because all of the houses represent something, right? They represent money, they represent past relationships, they represent work. Like, it's and I have scary. Learned. Huh?
I said it's scary to think about because only recently have I been really paying attention to it. Ever since I found that chart, honestly, and that was only a couple of weeks ago. And you start to realize, like, wow, it's not just I was born on the day after Christmas and I'm a Capricorn. You know, there's so many entities that break down. And, okay, even when I'm thinking about my parents, like, why weren't we compatible on this ever? And then I'm reading, like, oh, this person is. And you get surprised by the definition that you're reading because it's so generalized, but it makes so much sense when you're thinking about a particular person. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit is crazy.
I didn't get my mother's information until after she passed. And I was like, this shit makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing I can remember offhand is that her moon is in Gemini. And I was like, oh, okay. I get it now.
Get it.
She a Gemini. You Virgo Gemini. And that's a lot. That's a lot for one person.
That sounds like a lot.
And so I was like, you know, it makes a lot of sense. Even, you know, it's 12 houses, right? 9 planets. They're asteroids. They're different aspects that make sense. Like, there's even cartographical astrology, right? Like, so if you look at a map, even the website that I sent you, they have cartographical astrology. So you can look at a map and tell where you will, like, what line you are on. So in DC, I'm in my Venus line. It doesn't always feel like happy shit is happening or good shit happens when I'm here, but life is easy when I'm at home. Life feels
good.
And
what is this? I need to research this. Where I need to go? What is this?
Astrodienst. Or astro.com. Just astro.com.
I think that was the website I was on.
This is the one she sent. Let me just tell you, this shit is confusing.
Send it
I'm
to
confused.
Me. You won't get it. I will. We'll
look
read
at your computer.
It
look on it. Look at it on your computer also.
All right. I'm on Sephora. I'm all
there's also a book, and it's the dumbest name. It's called The Big Book of Astrology. Right, or everything you need to know about astrology, I think.
Oh, I've seen that before.
You know what? They had that at the Goodwill up the street from me.
The only astrology book you'll ever need. And surprisingly, it's pretty accurate from what I hear for like the basics of astrology. Because it's so... I'm not good at math, so I be having trouble.
Aren't you a math teacher?
It's a lot of math.
She didn't say that.
Science. My wife is a math teacher.
Same difference.
Nah. Mm-mm. Don't ask me to count.
Send me the website because I need that.
Okay.
What was I going to ask you? The houses, what do they represent? Because I also saw that on my chart that they have like 1 through 10. I'm like in the 10th house and certain things, the 6th, the 4th, the 3rd. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. I'm about to tell you, I got my notes here.
Ooh, look at you. She's a teacher.
This is deep. I like it.
I'm trying to get there.
I'm a star student. You mad?
I ain't got nothing in my mind. Look, she extra. All I got is explore.
You don't have nothing in the back.
One star.
All right. So your first house or your ascendant is the individual personality.
Okay.
So together with the sun and the moon, the ascendant is one of the most important single factors in a horoscope. The sign at the beginning of the first house tells us a lot about someone's personality, temperament, and constitution. It typifies our immediate instinctive reaction and shows how we represent ourselves to the world or present ourselves. The planet ruling the ascendant sign is of particular importance for the interpretation. So my ascendant is Cancer. I'm real emotional.
Wow.
What is a Pisces?
My wife is a Pisces.
What does that mean? Because that's my...
She's not very emotional at all. She's not, like, outwardly emotional at all.
I need that's a computer. Me. I need some.
Oh, my gosh.
So, second house is, like, values and possessions. It tells... its occupants tell us about the material circumstances, the acquisitive urge, and how we deal with possessions and material means. This includes the relationship to our own body.
Dang, I don't even have none of those. I don't have a second house on my chart. I only got after 5.
You have stellium. So stelliums are when a group of planets are grouped together. So you got a whole bunch of planets in your charts grouped together.
Yeah, it says like, but they're like 6th, 9th, 8th, 7th, 6. I'm like, dang, ooh. Separate.
But you know, we still like wherever the planets are. At the time of our birth, we still are affected by each of the houses and each of the planets because we live. Like, even the Earth has its own astrological chart.
Yeah.
People chart events all the time. People chart events. Okay, so their house is communication. Fourth house, roots and origin. So I was telling you about how the houses tell us about our family and our background. That's the fourth house. The fifth house is pleasure and creativity. The sixth house is work and routine. Seventh house is how you relate to other people, how we select our partners, and it describes the partnerships and relationships we seek. The eighth house is loss and common property. The eighth house shows how we relate to communal goods and how we deal with material loss, so how you deal with people in your space, like all the time. The taxes levied on us each year are a good example of this and show how closely related these areas are. All right. Ninth house is philosophies and fair countries. The ninth house describes our spiritual learning, life philosophy, and our worldview. The 10th house, occupation and calling. So, which is different from work, right? It's very different from work and routine. Occupation and calling are two different things. 11th house is your friends and your acquaintances, and your 12th house is beyond the personal. This house represents those spheres of life in which the individual no longer plays a part, where we step back for a greater whole or lose ourselves in one. Traditional astrology sees hospitals, prisons, and psychiatric institutions in this house. It is also associated with monasteries and any other retreats. So it is very telling that psychiatric institutes, prisons, and hospitals, where veils are often lifted, are also associated with the same house as monasteries and, like, silent retreats and shit. So, like, events, places, you can chart all of these things with astrology. And wow. Astro.com lets you do all of it. It lets you do compatibility.
I was on Astro Sofa, random Google site. But, oh my gosh, my 11th house is in Aquarius under Saturn. I'm not sure what that means, but...
That feels like that means you're weird. I just feel like off break, that means that you're a weirdo.
Facts.
Definitely. I agree with that. I can't even lie. I can't even lie. I agree. And you said 10th house is in calling, which is so crazy because my 10th house is in Capricorn and Uranus. And my zodiac sign, too. This is interesting. I have to keep looking. Yes, I like this.
It's a lot. Like, me just telling you what it actually means is not even close to delving into it.
And you can get really, like, lost in it.
You can. That's why, you know, professionals. Shawnee Nicholas does some, you know.
I think it's one of those things.
Who's Shawnee Nicholas?
She's a famous astrologer who now writes and owns Oprah. Who now writes for Oprah.
Oh, okay.
She started out with some of the most accurate mass horoscopes, where she went in depth. So even if you go back and look at Shawnee Nicholas's stuff, like, you'd be like, how the hell does she know? And she does your rising, your moon. You can look at all of those things on her site.
So, question, do you follow the Hood Healer on Instagram?
No.
You know who I'm talking about?
No. Okay. Do I need to look?
I was about to say, what they talking about, Pete?
You know I don't be liking people, so I don't know if there's some...
Oh, that's that. What sign is that?
I was about to say, that must be that Capricorn.
That's that Virgo, that Taurus, and the Capricorn.
Hood Healer, I found her early on to be very helpful. And I still love her. I still, every time she gets on live and stuff like that, I still listen. I just think that she's on a different path now that I can't, like, I don't know what it is. Another question for you is, a lot of diehard Christians tend to stray away from the whole astrology, horoscope, sun, earth thing. And I don't understand that. And I know you are Christian. Are you?
I mean, at some point in my life, have been, I guess. I don't know. Ask me, like, in 2 years, I don't know where I am right now.
Okay. I know you sing the shit out of some gospel music. Always makes my heart.
You know, I love me some Jesus and also Matty Moss Clark.
Yeah, but, you know, I want to know why, if you have an answer to that, why do they separate it when it was all created by one?
I mean, I tell my kids this, that everything that we deal with is from an ism of some sort, whether it's capitalism, whether it's racism, whether it's imperialism, colonialism, everything is from an ism. And I think, Black folks, especially, because I always differentiate between white Christians and Black Christians.
Absolutely.
We just real different. Mm-hmm. Folks are different. And so Black Christians were separated from a lot of the traditions, right, that we brought over here with us, like whether it's Yoruba or Santeria Ifa you know, hoodoo, voodoo. Like, we are absolutely separated from all of traditions that we have and that we, you know, that are in us. And so it's an ism. It's internalized racism, I think. It's an internalized phobia. For real. You are scared of something that you don't understand because it was stripped from you. It was taken from you.
It's what I talk about all the time. Literally
This may be a stupid question. I want to ask it while I have it on my mind.
No question is stupid.
Don't let people lie to you. Sometimes they are. But do you believe that astrology is science? And
yes.
So it's all science and you should like solely rely on that fact, or you don't think that it's factual?
I think like all sciences, you have to know what the fuck you're talking about. Like you can see vinegar and you can see baking soda like mixed together and cause a chemical reaction. But if you can't explain it, like it's just fun to look at. It's something that's fun to look at. If you can't explain a chemical reaction, it's just something that's fun to look at. If you really want to know science, right? Like if you want to know why elephant toothpaste, how that's made, how that chemical reaction is made, you got to look it up, right? You have to dig deeper into it. And a lot of people take it as at face value. Like it's niggas out here who don't think climate change is real. Like that's,
Yeah, so I was more so thinking, like, is it something that you should believe in, or is it something that's, like, actual, factual? That's pretty much what
I just don't understand how you can believe in God and he created all things and not believe in the stars and the earth and how they all are connected.
But we can also be misconstrued by the meanings and what the research has been. That could be what the misconstruction, like, what can be what's off
about. But if you're going off of research, and say your research is the Bible, God made Adam from the dirt. The dirt is Mother Earth. He then created the stars, the moon. I don't know the order, but if God created all
there,
if he created all these things, right, and he created, I am a part of the earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. If I am a part of that, then I am also a part of every living thing. I am a part of the stars. I'm a part of this black hole universe, Venus. If God created all these things, then I am also these things. And that's how I feel.
I'm with you. I was just asking a question because I know that this, because
the whole astrology,
because a lot of people shy away. Well, I can't believe that. It's just a generalization. Don't get me wrong, like I wanted to make a horoscope page because I feel like they're funny on Instagram. You know, I feel like I can say anything and people can believe them based off of what you know, especially because,
or what they think you know.
What they think that you know, especially because a lot of times I follow this one page that often says how I know the signs to be. And, you know, they'll get the same reaction as the posts that are so factual. But it's all an assumption. So, you know what I'm saying? So I think they're fun. Like, who made this up? And I'm not about to be crying today. That's not what Capricorns are supposed to do today. Not on Thursday.
I feel if Donald Trump can become president, anybody can do anything in this life.
But they still, I thought they predicted that in The Simpsons.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. I mean,
I'm starting to believe that no political move is just unforeseen. That's what he proved.
Oh,
to
no,
me.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure you can do anything, but it's going to take a while. Donald Trump been around here trying to do stuff for a minute.
I thought the job was going to be rigged in Hillary's favor. I was so confused when I
can't even lie. I thought it was, too.
That it was going to be rigged in her favor?
Yes.
I didn't.
I can honestly say that day when I woke up, I was shocked to see him in front. I can't even lie. I was shocked. I was like, what? Y'all serious?
And confused.
I looked at the TV and said, I knew y'all didn't like that nigga that was just there. I know y'all ain't like him.
Everybody thought we were coasting. I think that's
so
what it
was. You put, because to me, Obama's not a nigga. You put a real nigga in office, okay? A real thug, a real gangster. But that's a conversation for another day. He needs to get his
he packing up.
Chakra,
he said
right.
He leaving. Give him his time.
Oh, they need to drag him, kick him and scream at him. He need to get grown out like Jazzy Jeff. Like,
so,
I
mean, what I propose is that he or no one else in his family should be able to become involved in politics for 100 years based off of what he's done. Because since we don't, throw away people? You're banished.
Fire them?
Yeah, since we don't, like, throw them away anymore, I think that they should put a ban on his family. Kind of like a stamp, no political party.
Yeah. I struggle because I am an abolitionist and I really want, you know, prisons to be abolished. I really want there to be no more police. I want there to be no more prisons. I think
you believe in utopia. Like everything can be.
No, I don't believe in utopia, but I think social workers do the same job that police do. Corner boys do the same jobs police do.
They said that, what was it, a city in Virginia that linked up with, like, social workers mm-hmm. or therapists, and they said they haven't had crime in so long, like, or people who are pastors and priests, they go...
It's very important.
Like, policing is different. They need to police different. And it's so funny, I didn't realize how different it was until I was working with this girl from Canada. And she said, the first thing I noticed about America was that all the police hide. I don't get that. I don't get it at all. They all hide. You're supposed to be protecting and serving us, and you're hiding.
They hide after a speeding light.
Like they're it's like they're always trying to trap you. She was like, first of all the cars are black. How is that supposed to be noticeable?
But they're not
like
here
you in a cut.
Yeah, like you're in the cut under the tree, lights off, ducked off the highway. Like
they're
that's
not here
crazy.
To serve and protect. Yeah. But I am also a person that believes in cruel and unusual punishment.
Hmm. I mean, I believe that victims get to say how they want.
Why are you hear me like that?
Their people's to get punished. I mean, I'm not against cruel and unusual punishment. I just think that
it should be based on the victim.
Should be based on the victim, not based on a system that's going to lock them up based on capitalism. Like that's not.
I agree with
that.
You lock
people up based on capitalism.
You rape a little girl. I should be able to do whatever I want to your little dung dung.
She should have a choice. How does she want to see this person punished?
I should have a choice.
And they can be jailed until she's old enough to make the decision, since they're about 18 when they grown.
Sis, make a draw something like the Floops. I don't care. Whatever you got to do, like Spy Kids. I don't care. Whatever you got to do, do it. You know? Yeah. Your autonomy is real. You want to think of a torture chamber for him? He deserves.
Oh, like Saw. We just need to watch Saw 1 through 85 and pick one of his cruel and unusual punishments and then inflict them on...
What movie was that when they put the rat in the bucket and put the bucket on top of his
Saw.
Stomach? Oh my gosh.
Wasn't that Saw?
I don't know. That was torture. Oh my goodness.
Nope.
I couldn't do it.
Cruel and unusual. I promise you. Do anything to my kids, you ain't got to worry about going to jail. I'm not pressing charges.
But it's crazy because basement. I feel like America is honestly one of the worst places for crime. When I hear about, like, I was just talking to this with somebody the other day. Locked Up Abroad is like a serious show. You know what I'm saying? Like, America, we have petty crimes. Like, riding down the highway, running red lights, smoking weed. Like, come on. Stop playing with yourself. But, like, you do that somewhere else, you're going to jail for life. And like the crimes, it's like the crimes are crazy. Just hearing the stories, like now, granted, some people like really, you're trying to come through with like 6 pounds of coke in the lining of your suitcase. Okay, yeah, you're going to jail. But for the little simple people who are like, I'm doing this in America. I don't think about the laws before I travel. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, that don't make no sense.
Really? Like littering here is like a $500 fine. So they say on the highway, but I've never seen anybody get fined for littering. You go overseas somewhere, you throw some dirt on the side of the road, you might get arrested.
Something that I read the day on Facebook, the good book face, was that, crimes that require a fine are only meant for poor people. They're only meant for people who are living in poverty. Like they're only meant to punish people that are living in poverty.
Y'all hear that?
So a lot of the crime that a lot of the punishment that exists, it's like cyclical.
So it's basically cyclical. You wouldn't see that fine for throwing trash on the highway in Buckhead in Atlanta. Like you would only see it in East Point. Riding on the side of the highway. Is that what you're saying?
I think it would only get enforced. I feel like it would only really get enforced in those lower income neighborhoods.
Like, or if you see someone who you don't believe supposed to be in that high-end neighborhood and they do something, for example, jaywalking. You're going to stop him.
Yeah, because I didn't know people really got, like, tickets and arrested for that.
For jaywalking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In California, yeah.
If you're black and you don't, and they don't feel that you're supposed to be there. But that's a conversation for another day.
Wow. Police are really, really out here policing. That is crazy.
Sneaky little sons of bitches.
We're black in America.
Let me find out. They're trying to enforce laws in the hood.
No. They're trying to enforce hood niggas that in places they feel that they don't belong.
Mm-hmm. True.
It's not, they're not going to the hood to enforce laws.
Because they don't care.
When they feel that we are out of place, they enforce the laws.
Mm. You can commit crimes in your own neighborhood if you want to. Like, oh.
Yeah.
That's why it's easy for black people to commit crimes in proximity to each other. Because we are in proximity to each other and nobody give a fuck. Nobody care.
We ain't calling the police on each other.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think your sign personality traits is separated by color?
Yeah, I don't think I'm like any white person that exists on earth.
So, for example, all of my...
That's the truth.
All of my signs... I don't think I'm like the white race, like, at all. Come up with... If you look up Sagittarius celebrities, the majority of them are white.
But that's just like everything.
That's Google,
again,
though.
Isms, but isms, back to the isms, astrology has been mostly white-dominated medium for a long time. It's very weird to see black astrologers.
I was going to say, think about it. It's very weird. We ain't going to see nobody who talked to who. What?
Like Taylor Swift is a Sagittarius.
Ooh. She's probably about that life behind closed doors.
Miley Cyrus is a Sagittarius. Well, me?
Yes. She came in like a wrecking ball.
Patience. Why you look so... Why do you look like you agree?
I mean...
I don't know Miley personally. So
but from what she's portrayed... Sporadic, excuse me, you know, a little crazy.
The only black Sagittarius that I know is Raven Simone.
Nicki Minaj.
She's not black. She said she wasn't black.
She doesn't claim y'all.
She's white.
She don't claim nigga.
She's a citizen of the world.
She different. Nicki Minaj and Jay-Z.
So what I know about Sagittarius is, again, y'all do love to learn, but y'all also love to talk about what you've learned. Ooh. Even if it is on WebMD. And you talk about it with a knowledge.
One of these numbers.
Presumed knowledge that you went to, like, that you had a PhD in it. Whatever it is that you're talking about, you have a PhD.
So they're a little bit of knowledge in a lot of areas type of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome.
Gotta learn something.
I love it.
What do you know about Capricorn? So I feel like we're amazing.
It's one thing.
She's sick. Y'all supposed to be my love signs.
It's one thing that I do hate, and I think it's why I didn't do too well in school. Except in psychology. I love psychology.
But, like, you also get to discuss why. That's not the only reason, right? There are other things that you get to talk about and discuss about why you didn't do well in school. Like, I have ADHD.
That's a lot of reason why I know a lot of people didn't do. They put ADHD on everybody. Gave him medicine and everything. Don't let people tell you
that. They wouldn't give me no medicine. My mom wouldn't let them give me no medicine. So I just struggled.
So I think my mom said the same thing. They tried to medicate me. And my mom was like, oh, hell no. I'm going to just make her sit down, read a book.
Everybody has their own style of learning. And what they haven't captured in school is the different aspects and how people learn. And they do try to have programs because I'm a hands-on learner. I'm not a lecture learner. I did horrible in history because there's literally no hands-on anything. I fell asleep in every class. You know what I'm saying? So they didn't capture how everybody can learn and interactive learning in all subjects, I feel like.
I think that's very important. And as a parent, it's what I notice most about my kids. Thomas enjoys sitting down and he enjoys... He's like his dad.
He watches his dad.
He can sit next to you, too. He can have a little calendar, all my throwaway notebooks. He takes them. He writes. He schedules you, whatever. Cooper, on the other hand, don't want shit to do with that. Okay. Wow. Cooper is like, today I'm going to dress like Spider-Man on top, Batman on the bottom, and we're going to go fight crime while talking about shapes. And I'm like, oh, I'm all
and
about
I
it.
I might take a nap. Like,
what are Cooper and Thomas' signs? What are their signs again?
Thomas is a Gemini. Mm. And Cooper is a Aries.
Mm. When is I always get Pisces and Aries confused.
Aries is the same thing.
Dylan.
February.
The end of March.
End of March.
Yeah. Pisces is beginning of March, end of February.
So he's in Aries.
He's
probably.
In Aries, which is
March 30th.
30th.
Yeah, that's definitely Aries.
And that's the same thing Cynthia was.
And that's what Dylan is, I think. Aries.
Yeah. Cooper came into this world 25 weeks later. Nothing wrong with this little nigga, okay? And then he fought the whole time he was in NICU, 3.5 months.
That's true.
Like, literally, like, he figured out how to take the head thing off, the tubes out his nose. He didn't want nothing to do with it. And now that's the way he lives his life. He doesn't wait for anyone or anything.
Fire.
Yeah. He'll ask you, he'll say, Mommy, can I have some waffles? All right, Cooper, you gotta wait. Hey, Grandpa, can I have some waffles? He'll be like, I'll get them in a second. Grandma, can I have some waffles? Yeah, give me a second. By the third time, Cooper's in a freezer getting the waffles. I got the waffles. All you gotta do is put them in a toaster.
Like, just hurry up. Like, y'all wasting time. I asked politely. That's my boy.
A while ago.
Right. That's my boy.
Thomas, on the other hand, he waits. He waits. He's
his
very
rising young. Definitely has to be in something else, because when I think Gemini and think Thomas, I think two different personalities. He's so soft and cuddly.
He also,
I mean,
what? That,
He likes to watch Netflix and cuddle.
When are their times of birth? You don't remember, do you?
I do. All right, well, we can start with Jaden. Jaden is a Leo. Mm-hmm. Her time of birth was at 11:10 p.m.
Please let my kids be born in like early morning. I'm trying to be out by the night.
Her date.
And she's born in
Maryland, Shady Grove, Rockville.
Oh, Records.
At Holy Cross.
No, Shady Grove.
Oh, Shady Grove Hospital. I knew that.
Oh my God. Isn't that crazy to think that you were up the street giving birth while I was just in school?
Being bad.
That is crazy.
You trying to call me a fast ass.
I mean, I was in ninth grade.
Damn.
Why you what looking? Year?
04.
Oh, I was in eighth grade.
Me
sorry.
Too.
Excuse me.
I was definitely in the ninth grade. What's
yeah,
ninth
I was grade? In the eighth grade while you were giving birth. And look at us. Full circle. Love the kid.
And then Cooper.
Okay. July
30th.
30th. Okay. Hold on. We're going to do this live and in living color.
Isn't it so crazy to think that
no
we're all supposed to be dead in the new millennium?
What?
I think about that all the time. Like, my mom, I was so scared coming into 2000. And we were at the mall taking pictures.
Oh, I was at my house having a party. It was my graduation year. What was I supposed to do?
Oh, God.
Were you old?
Oh!
Would you graduate in 2000?
Mind your business.
Taking over for the 99 in the 2000? Oh! Wow. That's exciting. Y'all have to have a throwback party then.
Okay.
Does she know she's still on camera? Oh.
Sorry, I just got to grab my notebook.
She finna write all of it down.
All you got to do is screenshot it like I did.
Keep talking. It's recorded, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah. It's recording.
This is so interesting. This will give something like for the people to look up and to really dig into, because I thought I stopped at the chart, but I'm learning about the houses, the degrees, all these things. This is so crazy.
There's just, it's just so much. There's so much more.
Do you think that you can, not say complete, I feel like there's always something new to learn, but do you think you can grasp a full understanding of astrology by simple research or understanding certain things? Like, okay, this might be it. Of course, I understand nature versus nurture, but do you think, like, I can operate like this, or is it a continuous research thing that people have to do?
I think it's continuous research. I think it's never ending because there's so many different types of astrology. Okay. And like I was saying, like, Black folks have come up with their own types of astrology, like their own.
Yeah, I was just telling her, like, there's a 13th zodiac sign that they try to categorize me into, and I think it starts with a Z. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, there's something new every year, or oh, something like that.
All right, so let's see. Oh, this is, she was not born in McCracken County, Kentucky. Come on, y'all. They said Jaden was born in McCracken County. I don't know why. It's another place, guys. It's another place. All right, we're going to get there. I just got to put Wheaton. Shouldn't be
they
that far.
I was about to say they should have Rockville on there.
Oh, Rockville. So Jaden. Oh, see, I'm fucking up and I'm not drunk. That's because I'm sleepy. That's what it is. I ain't slept. Charge you. Okay. Hold on. Like, she not an Aquarius? That's because I don't know the difference between January and July. Okay. Let's try it again. Jaden is, of course, a Leo sun, Capricorn moon.
Capricorn moon. Look at that.
And an Aries rising.
What?
But she has, she communicates like a Virgo or Mercury.
Didn't you say Mercury was how you love? No, you said Venus.
Venus.
Venus. Mm-hmm. My Venus is in Scorpio. That's crazy. You
free. We're thinking the same thing.
What do you mean, Emma?
Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow, wow, wow.
Thoughts.
That is funny.
So, yeah. Leo sun, Capricorn moon, Aries rising. She got some earth in her chart, though. She got earth, water.
That makes sense. I was about to say, some earthy.
She's very well-balanced, though. Like, she just seems like a well-balanced person.
So, well-balanced meaning when your houses are in different things and your... Because you said mine were grouped together from what I read you. Mine was all between 6 and 12.
You got stelliums in certain places. Like, even the chart itself, and I don't read charts... I just symmetrically, can you see that? It just looks very symmetrical. It just looks very symmetrical.
I want that chart. That's just like a sala.
Okay.
Oh, so when you do a chart like that, it will all be grouped in one area or another area if it's not off. It should form like a something in the center.
It shouldn't do anything. Like, it shouldn't... I don't think it should do anything. I think it just is what it is. You know, like, if you have a stellium, that just means you got a bunch of stuff in one place. Like, and it just... Sometimes they relate to each other differently. They relate to other planets differently. They relate to other houses. So...
That's dope.
Not bad, then.
I, like... I'm so intrigued. I don't even know where to start. I'm going to start on that website you sent, but start on my computer... Because honestly, when I looked at the on my phone,
I think it's a good place to start because paying attention to Google and what people research, you'll be surprised at how often people try to understand themselves. Like she said, like understanding deeper about themselves, what their signs mean, what the people around them are doing, reading other people's horoscopes and reading theirs every day and understanding their sign of rising and all this other stuff. So,
and do you think it's necessary?
I mean, I think it's, some people do self-help books.
I was about to say, I think it's a form of self-help.
You know, go to therapy. I think everybody should go to therapy. But, you know, some people at some point in their life.
Like, really?
You I think we all should just talk to a professional person.
For them to tell me what?
They don't have to tell you anything. It's an unpacking situation.
Oh, yeah. For me to vent to someone who is not...
Who doesn't know
biased,
me.
Who doesn't know me.
Who's not biased and also is, like, clinically trained to deal with whatever might come up for you.
Mm. That's a real thing.
Okay.
That's also important when you're looking for an astrologer or you're looking for somebody to do, like, some healing practice for you. You should find somebody who is well-versed, well-trained, and accredited, or maybe not accredited, but, you know.
Who's done the research, taking the
But
time.
You say you do crystal healing. Mm-hmm. And I've been following everybody on TikTok that says they do crystal healing. And I'm looking at their crystals, and I'm not sure, but their plants are growing in the background. So,
oh, mine are not.
Oh,
I'm doing something wrong.
Does that have to do with your crystals?
It probably got to do with all of this. You know, I'm not
like we ain't say anything was perfect. We just say we're working on it.
I got a therapy appointment tonight.
Like I feel like I have a lot of toxic stuff inside of me that I want somebody, like, can they extract that?
Like energy, you mean?
Yeah, like I've been doing a whole bunch of detox teas and cleanser pills. But
I do think that's another thing, too. A lot of people try to go on diets and cleanse their bodies and stuff, but y'all trying to cleanse the wrong thing, and that's a conversation for another day. That's for real, and I can't even lie. I see that so much. Like, I just need to cleanse my body. No, you need to talk to God.
You need
to talk to somebody. That ain't got nothing to do with french fries and chicken nuggets, okay?
That sounds so good right now.
And selenite not going to get all of that out.
For real. No.
Selenite not going to clean all of that.
So before we go, because I know you got a lot to do, you need to go sing to the angels. Can you sing to me?
Anytime.
Thank you. Where do you... what's your advice? Like... Where should people start? The starting point?
Definitely astro.com is a great place to start. If you are following people on Instagram, on Facebook, on the internet, people like Shawnee Nicholas, who's a woman of color, queer woman of color, who's phenomenal. Also, the Afro Mystic is dope as hell. She sells Eighth House Oil that's magical. But if you're looking to get into, you know, different spiritualities and things, my old roommate's name is Jamila White. She's a medium. She's a psychic. She's amazing as well. So there are a lot of people that are doing this work, like around wellness and spiritual wellness, and a lot of people that are doing it well. So.
I'm going to say, go with your gut feeling.
So say it again, Shawnee.
C-H-A-N-I.
C-H-A-N-I.
Nicholas. I can just put it in the chat, too. Okay. Shawnee Nicholas is a great place to start.
And then your own roommate who is a...
My old roommate who is a medium. Her name is Jamila White.
Funny enough, on the way driving here, I was going to ask, did you know of a medium? Because remember, we talked about that.
Visiting one?
Mm-hmm. I have some questions that I need to ask.
To who?
To the people.
Oh.
I met her before she was my roommate. She was my medium. She used to do readings for me before we lived together. And she's just always been phenomenal.
And you believe that that's real?
Oh, yeah. She's told me things that I know somebody had to tell her. The first time we talked, so my grandmother passed when I was 12. My father passed when I was 7. So the first time we even had a conversation, she was just like, calm down. I know you're nervous. I can feel it in you. We were on the phone. I can feel it in your energy. I feel that you're nervous. I'm just going to give you some information to let you know this is a safe space. You know, you lost people that were very close to you at very young ages, one at 7 and one at 12. And I was like, oh, okay.
Right. Like, I ain't got no choice but to believe you now.
You're the real deal. And I mean, I believe in those things, so it was easier for me to, like, accept. I believe in magic in that way.
I believe in it, too. I'm just afraid of it. But, you know, in losing my brother last year, like, I got some questions for him. He got some things.
What you was doing, bro?
Like, he got some things to answer to. Like,
don't be interrogating him, okay?
Well, I got some questions.
Look, she's trying to go up there and interrogate Freddie. Leave him.
Nah. Let me tell you, my mother laughed at me. I talked to two people that.
Wait, you said
mother,
your mother laughed at you?
Flat out laughed at me.
I could see that happening.
Two people who do not know each other. One of them said they saw my mother in a dream, and she was cracking up laughing. She was like, she was just laughing, and I was like, okay. And then Jamila, when I had a reading with Jamila, she was like, your mother's laughing at you right now. I said, oh, I hear that that's a thing.
Did it bring you peace?
It brought me something. I think peace took a long time to get there. I think I'm just now getting back to a place where I'm like sort of kind of okay. Like, I'm not in the same place I was before because I was doing some wild shit, but I'm at a different place.
Yeah. I don't think
grief
we need
fuck
to
fuck your whole shit up.
Huh?
Grief will fuck your whole shit up.
I was about to say, you never honestly fully like heal from anything. Like, you don't heal from stuff like that. You honestly, time just passes and you learn how to cope, but there's no healing to it. Like, you learn how to deal with it. It's the weirdest thing. Like, it's the weirdest thing.
A new normal. That's what I call it.
That's what it is. Like, you just understand it. Like, all right, I just understand you're not going to be here in the physical realm anymore. That's all I can process. Like, I understand you're not going to be here. That's it.
Yeah.
I cuss my mom out all the time.
I think the first time I ever really witnessed, like, I lost my grandparents, and then I lost my sister right before I graduated from high school. But the first time I've ever actually witnessed grief was when you lost your mom. Because we were together. And then the first time I ever felt grief was when I lost my brother. Mm-hmm. You know, and so with those things, it's like I always say I am a guilty griever. I feel like I don't have room to grieve.
You feel bad.
I feel bad for grieving when there's so many people around that.
Wipe your nose.
Is it red? Mm-hmm. It's this. Sorry. This damn. Fenty, I'm going to need you to do better.
Yeah, it's all up on us.
But yeah, I think, again, another conversation for another day that I think we definitely should have, because I think about it often. I think about it a lot because I feel like I'm still in the process, but still in denial. So I would love to talk to.
Yeah, that would be dumb. I got a couple people.
We talked about this maybe a couple months ago, like, hey, we need to go find a medium so I can curse this nigga out.
See what I'm saing? That's the wrong.
What?
Leave Freddie alone.
Nah, I got some shit to say. You know I got it to say to him.
You get to say it. And you get to be angry too. Like, it feels crazy to be angry at somebody who's not here no more. But that's normal as fuck. Like, that's so normal.
Yeah.
Like, it is so normal to be angry. And you get to, like, say that you are angry. I was so mad at my mother. I was like, you gonna wait till I leave? You wait till I go to a whole nother place and whole other place. Still be mad at her. Mm. So it's like, it's normal to be angry. That's a part
angry,
of the grief.
Guilt, and then like denial. Yeah. It's like, that's how, that's my flow.
And it's like not linear. Thing. It's not linear. Don't go on a straight line.
No.
I was about to say, you feel different things at different times.
Every day. Yeah. Every day. But, you know, I'm okay because I know, like, oh, okay. Like, I'm still talking to you. You know what I mean? I still see your lineage. I see my niece every day, his grandkids all the time. That gives me peace. But, yeah, I think that's a whole nother conversation.
That
yo.
Is.
P, patient, sex.
My girl.
Thank you for having me.
This has been dope.
Real quick. Can you just admit that I am a part of the group?
All right, gotta go. It's been real.
No, don't you. patience.
Look, she froze it.
Boom. Scat. And I am what? Body roll. Body roll.
You know what? You can have it. You got it. You are the body roll, Davina. You've been riding strong since day one. So you get to be the body roll.
So there's three people in your group.
No, so you know that if you in the group, then that means Jake got to be in the group.
Why?
Because Jake has done all of the work.
Oh, well.
Jake has done all the work.
Yeah.
What about your writing and Boom's writing and my rolling? What about the boom, the scat, and the roll?
Because I can sense that you're genuinely offended.
This has been like a 5, 6, 7 year argument.
Yeah, because
we're going on 9 years with this.
Can you sing?
You know we're in a relationship, right?
Yeah, this is the longest relationship I've ever been in.
You know, I love you, Boo.
I love you too. All right, I'm gonna go hang out with my wife for a little bit.
Hey, tell her to come in. Tell her to come in.
Look at you.
Will she come in?
No more ginger.
She might. I know she's
no more what?
Ginger beer.
Yeah, you trying to put me out there.
Moscow.
This is ginger ale.
Okay. Pink Moscato.
This actually looks really, really good.
It does. Tell me, are we zooming in or doing the wide view? My phone died. I'm pressing it like it's just on.
Isn't that funny? Computers are mobile. Hold on. I mean, I'm coming.
Okay. Ooh, blackout.
Where's, can you charge my phone?
It's right there.
Oh.
Here.
No, it's...
No.
You think they can see me?
Yeah, the people.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. How are you?
Wait, we met V in the car at the studio.
Yes.
Hey. How are you? Nice to meet you. Right. Welcome to a podcast about nothing.
Oh, okay.
That's V. I'm AD.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm Ish. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Ish. I heard you were a math teacher.
I am. I've been one for a very long time now.
And what grade do you teach?
Right now I teach 8th grade, but I've taught 4th through 12 over
another
the last 15 years.
15 years?
Wow. Yeah, it's my 16th year. Mm-hmm.
She's not as old as you, V, but she's up there.
I'm 35. Oh. About to be 36.
Oh, you said that on camera while we live.
It's all right. Y'all both look youthful.
Thank you.
I tell V she's aging backwards all the time.
Yeah, she is.
So when I need help with my math homework, can you help me?
For a price.
I know that's right.
I know that's right. My daughter has a bank account. I'm going to just send her
she
to you.
She needs a tutor.
I can get a family discount.
You got some studio time? Go to home.
That we can do too. The studio, we can barter.
Hey, I'll hook you up. I don't have a studio anymore.
You know people is what I mean.
She said, you know
people. I know people that know people. It was really nice to see you.
Nice to see y'all too. Nice to meet one of you and see the other one.
Yeah. I love your
nice
wife.
To meet
adore
you
your
as
wife.
Well.
She's dope.
Patience, yes. You've been dope. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. Bye, Beyonce. Davina.
Okay, bye.
Don't get mad if I blow up your phone.
No, I'm going to text you anyway when I get off this call.
Thank you. It's been real. Follow, go follow her. Thank you for all the information. You have a good one, okay?
All right, you too. Can't wait to see y'all again.
Love ya. Bye. Yeah.